Zimin Reish Beis Halacha Vav. Halacha L'mashu Sinai Hi. There's Halacha L'mashu Sinai Shapesach Asher Asidim L'Hoitz Derech Sham as a mace that the opening, the door, the window, which the mace will be removed, Min Oil Asher Husham from the roofed area where he is located. Shaydei Hitzah Zayis Titar Oil. And through this removal of the mace, the roofed area will become Tar, meaning will be free from Tama. Avapi Shapesach Azeh Husasim, even though the opening is closed, it's nonetheless reviewed as if it were open regarding the spread of Tuma. Well, Chen also claim, therefore, it's also for Kohen Shamacham Tachas HaMashkev to stand there in the door below the lintel. Afabi Shadels and Ulam, even though the door is closed from the inside. Chenim Yesham Gag, Boilo Tefach, Neged HaPesach. Likewise, if there's a roof that protrudes a Tefach above the doorway, maybe as a Tum Lachal Makam Shesher brings a Tum to any place where it's possible to spread. Kilo Hayab HaPesach Basuach, and it's like the doorway is open. An exception to this is Ach im Niftach Mitzad Acher Pesach Alain. However, if there is an open doorway or window on another side of the room that's open, Shudal Tvachim Adal Tvachim, that's at least 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. Azla Nechshav Pesach Asasim Kilehu Patsuach, then the closed door is not considered as if it was open. And Mutter L'Kayin Lamed Shem, and it's Mutter for Kayin to stand there. Im Ein Atoma Yechel Lagia Elov. If the Tumah cannot reach him in another manner through the open door or window on the other side, meaning if the roof, for instance, is not protruding over the entire house at Tefach, so the area where he's standing in that eve, there is no protruding roof that's connected to the open area, the kohen's allowed to stay there. Halacha zayin. Kohen shu bevayis abechedra, for kohen's in the house or a room, shadalsis chalonis segurim, where the doors and the windows are closed. Boifin shen bepesach poseach tefach, in a manner there's no opening the size of a tefach in the door. Chloin e neka kapundyon, and there's no hole the size of a punyon in the window. Rosham shiyesh b'shchun ameis, and he hears that there's a dead person in the neighborhood. Boifin shem yiftach pesach chalon, the location of whose body is such that if the door or window were open, there would be a way for the Tumah to come to him. Also, if it's also for him to open the window or door, rather he should remain there as he is, until they remove the mace. For as long as no opening the size of tefach, the Tumah cannot enter. But when it's open, the Tumah will enter. Halacha ches. Also, the kind the karbasech dal amos is also required to approach within 4 damas shall mace or shall kever to a corpse or a grave. Dafka shemes munach umakom shkviyasoi. This is only when the mace is lying in a set location, a place where it will lie for some time. Al kashu kumita kashmatzinoi. So, everyone, when the body is on a bed which they're taking out for burial, or during when they're saying tzedek adin and they set down the body, that's not considered a set place. And the kohen only needs to distance himself 4 tvachim over there, not 4 amos.